Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 149. We're talking about rejection, my people. We're talking about taking rejection in stride. And first, I want to start by saying hello. It feels so good to be back. Last episode, episode 148 came out on April 17th, I just saw, and had a little break. You know, as I've done more episodes in the podcast, there hasn't been too many breaks. I'm only remembering a few off the top of my head. And sometimes with the podcast, in the rhythm of my life and when they come out, when I record them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as you could probably imagine, sometimes I need time off. I need a break because in my eyes, I would rather give a really good episode, one that's packed full of really good things, really good insights, feelings, truth, vulnerability, rather than just trying to do every week. And some of them wouldn't be the best. And to be honest, it just happened this way. But anyway, all that to say, it feels amazing to be back, amazing to be talking to you. Today I want to talk about rejection. And this was prompted by me not getting a job that I interviewed for. I interviewed for an elementary teaching position recently. And there's a lot that led up to it. Many of you may know, many of you may not know. I student taught and I graduated college in December of 2020. It was obviously we all remember it was an insane time during 2020, especially for school, schools in the fall of 2020. So graduated in 2020 and I haven't gotten a full-time elementary teaching position yet. That is my goal right now. I want to be in a classroom as soon as I can as a head teacher, preferably in the upper elementary grades. Now, you know that I went to New York last summer. I moved there almost a year ago, coming up on a year in July, but I moved there. I had a girlfriend at the time that lived out in New York. I lived with her, and we broke up in September of 21. Now, fast forward to now, I'm interviewing for a potential upper elementary teaching position. I didn't get the job. I didn't get selected. They went with someone else. And that led to me thinking about rejection in a different way. Before I did the interview, I vividly remember saying this to myself. I went in the bathroom, looked in the mirror about 5 minutes before the interview. It was virtual. I was on the computer. And I went into the bathroom here at my house. I looked at myself. I said, "You've done everything you can. There's nothing more that we can do. Be yourself. Be truthful. Show your skills. Show your knowledge. After that, if you don't get the job," and I swear to you, I said this to myself. I said, "If you don't get the job, it just wasn't meant to be." Fast forward, had a good interview, I thought. I didn't get picked for the job. Did it hurt? Absolutely, it did. Especially with the things that we really want, when we don't get them or we don't get selected to receive that into our life, it hurts. It hurt. I processed it for a couple days. I stuck to my word and I said, it just wasn't meant to be. There's nothing else I could have done. I am who I am. I have the skills and the knowledge that I have. I've worked hard for it. I've been prepared through school and experiences, but there's nothing else I can do. I got the interview. That was big for me. And it's been easier than I thought. It really bugged me for a couple days. I thought, well, why didn't I get that? What else could I have done? I started internalizing everything. Instead of looking at the situation as a full, complex situation where a lot of people are making decisions, there's a lot of people applying for one job, and there's only one job. People make decisions. I didn't make the decision. If I made the decision, I would have had the job. And I think it's a really, it can really... For a lot of people, for me, I naturally internalize it and I start to look at myself and I have really harsh self-talk and I start saying, what could I have done differently? Why am I not good enough? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You probably have felt this before. You've probably been there. It's a rabbit hole of bad thoughts for me. And so the past 9 months, ever since I was broken up with in New York, that was a huge piece of rejection. A rejection of a relationship continuing, not by my choice. It was shocking. There was a lot to process. But what happened, just like similar to the interview with my partner breaking up with me and not wanting the relationship to continue anymore, and I wanted it to continue, there was a lot of internalizing that happened. I didn't think I was good enough. There was a lot of what ifs and shoulda, coulda, wouldas coming into my mind. Oh, I should have done this. What if I did this differently? What if I wouldn't have said this? What if I would have said this instead? And the list was getting really long of things that I was being really harsh about myself. And specifically the past 5 months, like once 2022 started, there's some things that happened to me and some experiences that I had. And there's been a lot of healing up until this exact moment that I'm talking to you. I went to therapy for all of 22 so far. I had my last appointment just because of me potentially moving to a different state and such. But my point remains that I've been healing through rejection, a couple big rejections of a job interview, and breakup of a relationship. And I think especially when you're broken up with and you don't really see it coming or you want it to continue, it's a big piece of rejection. That's what it feels like to me. So what I want to bring to you while you're listening to this, I want to set it up by giving you some personal examples and kind of why I got to this episode and why I wanted to talk about rejection is because I noticed for myself, and maybe you feel this way, maybe you know someone that has sounded like this or felt like this before, I started, like I said, internalizing a lot of feelings and doubt and shame. I started shaming myself that maybe I wasn't good enough.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Maybe there's things I should have done, I could have done. And there was a lot of doubt from that relationship ending. And I've never doubted myself more than when the breakup happened. I started doubting if I was good enough for anyone. I started doubting if I could have a stable relationship that I was really proud of again. I started doubting my looks, my skills, my ability to be a partner. Was I a good partner? Was I a bad partner? Is that why this happened? A lot of this was just on a 24-hour, 24/7 clock, and it was all inside of my head. And then the job interview happened, and I'd say the breakup, there was a lot more doubt and a lot more rejection feeling. The job interview is my first job interview to be a teacher. I've had interviews before and I've had no's before, but this is my first no in my profession. So that carries more weight. But what I want to bring to the table is this: taking rejection in stride, being upset and being sad that something didn't happen and being hurt is very natural. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think being able to process it is where it becomes healthy. Being able to know that if you did everything you could, and especially when other people are making decisions like job interviews or if they're the ones that are ending a relationship, there's nothing you could do. And I hope maybe you didn't hear that. Let me be a little louder and a little clearer. There was nothing or there is nothing that you can do differently. You are who you are. You have the skills, the knowledge, the experiences that you have. And if something ends and it's not on your choice and you didn't want it to end, or if you don't get a job, there's nothing you can do. People make decisions and relationships and job interviews, and I'm trying to think of other situations. They're very complex, especially when you're not the one making the decisions. What happens that we can't continue to do is to internalize self-talk that's really harsh on ourselves. If we have doubts, I want us to come up with ways that we can remind ourselves just who we are. Being proud of ourselves, and I've talked about this before, but I'm finally able to be proud of myself again. And that was, whew, was that an enlightening feeling? Was that a feeling that felt just so good? Felt like a really hot summer day, and that, you know, when that breeze comes in, oh my goodness. That's how it felt, the breeze, when I felt proud of myself again. Now, Do I still have things that I'm healing from, especially from the breakup, as far as rejection goes? Of course. There's thoughts that I don't know if I'll be able to have another solid relationship. And I know deep down, I believe I can. But sometimes on the surface, that's what's bothering me. And sometimes you don't feel good enough. But having people around you, that's been really helpful for me. That remind me of who I am, remind me of the good things that I do, reminding you that you are who you are. It's actually a beautiful thing. Instead of doubting ourselves, let's be proud of the things that we have already done, that we continue to do every day. And there's this idea of showing up for yourself. When I first started subbing in my hometown at an elementary school, post-breakup, I had a lot of doubt, like I said. But what I did was I showed up for myself. At first, it was really hard to get out of bed. And I've talked about this many times, but there's this progression from, I went from getting out of bed, continuing to show up for myself, getting out of bed, getting out of bed, getting out of bed. And then I started to add a little bit more. I started to make some money in certain areas. Then I started to think about, should I go sub? I started to do that. Then I took a long-term sub, which really scared me. I did that. You show up for yourself in many ways. And sometimes we lose sight of that, especially when we're doubting ourselves. The little things, quote unquote, little things are actually huge things in different parts of our life. So I want you, I'm going to ask you right now to please keep showing up for yourself. If you have doubts, we all do. Okay. Sometimes the doubts feel really big. Sometimes they get really small. Just keep showing up for yourself, please. And that looks different for all of us. It really does. And it looks different maybe in different times of your life. And I can attest to that as well. So here's to taking rejection in stride. Here's to remembering that rejection doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Rejection doesn't make you weird. Rejection just means that in this part of your life, in this chapter of your life, in these moments of your life, it was supposed to happen like this. And I'll tell you what right now, I struggle with that a lot. When people tell me, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. I believe that. Everything happens for a reason, whether you believe that or not. It's really hard when you're in the moment. I'm still healing from a lot of things. I'm still trying to show up for myself every day. But I cannot wait, my friend. I cannot wait until we get to the top of the mountain. We look back and we said, I'm proud of myself. I showed up through the doubt. I showed up through the rejection. And here's another thing. Can I just talk a little talk real quick? Because sometimes you just got to be a little sassy. You got to be a little confident in yourself and say, you know what? If people or jobs don't want me, that's their loss. And, you know, I don't usually get like this, but it really is their loss because, you know, you're a great person. I'm a great person. We're gems. And it's kind of like a puzzle. Some pieces just aren't meant to fit. They're just not built to fit. So here's to finding your puzzle piece. Here's to sliding in naturally. Here's to sometimes doubting ourselves, but continuing to show up and taking stride and taking rejection in stride. I love y'all so much. This feels so good to be back. I've been looking forward to being able to sit down and clear my thoughts and really share with you what I've been up to, kind of where I've been and talk a little bit about rejection. So please just keep showing up for yourself and always remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Remember that Black Lives Matter. Trans rights are human rights, and trans people belong just like everyone else. They are people. They're human. And let's just continue to shine the beauty of this living experience onto each other. And let's keep boosting each other up, keep pulling each other up to see each other succeed. Take care of yourselves, and I will catch you, my friend, on the next one.